Welcome to the Writer's Reverie Podcast. I'm Catherine Ross, sharing with you the enriching power of story. This is episode number 24. Wherever you may be listening in today at the Writer's Reverie, think a cozy corner with a cup of tea and join me for some fair words, insights, all good things, and beauty. This month, I'm celebrating keeping one of my reading resolutions with Lamplighter Books, Making Old New Again. Last month, I wrote about stepping into 2018 with new reading resolutions as part of your plan to develop both a personal and family literacy lifestyle. I shared three areas to focus your reading: reading plans, a resolution for choice and priority; reading aloud, a resolution for a family literacy lifestyle; reading purpose, a resolution in fulfilling a legacy. In addition, I suggested the ways various types of reading can enrich your life. Bible reading to be a priority. Vintage book reading to rediscover long-lost treasures. Pleasure reading in a genre you love. Educational reading to learn something new. Devotional reading to draw closer to the Lord. Biographical reading to acquaint you with fascinating lives lived. Historical reading to expand your grasp of God's epic, His story in the earth. And classics reading to better appreciate our Western literary heritage. How's it going so far? Well, I'm stepping into February, ticking the boxes on my reading resolutions with selections from my bookshelves that have patiently waited, some for many years, for me to get around to giving them the attention they deserve. I am pleased to announce that I accomplished a pleasure reading challenge. A devotional reading challenge. Actually, an historical reading challenge. Of course, one might go so far as to call it a classics reading challenge, or perhaps an educational reading challenge. At any rate, it was decidedly a vintage book reading challenge. With a healthy dose of Bible reading built into it. In fact, the only type of reading on my list above not fulfilled by this book is biographical reading. I read a work of fiction that, in one way or another, encompassed an element of all the other reading types listed. The Secret Bridge by Amy Lefevre is a superb example of popular literature in the 19th century, written for young and old. I became lost in the pages of a romance where the heroine is pursued by two suitors, and they both win her heart. Bridget Channing returns to England from India after the death of her father. She never knew her mother, who died in childbirth. A recipient of a practical English education abroad under the tutelage of her father, she's a bright, intelligent young woman who is to take up residence with an uncle she has never met in a country she does not know. Upon arrival, she learns her uncle has passed, and his estate is deeded to his landlady and longtime caretaker. She is bereft of kith, kin, and cash in London, with the workhouse and streets as her only recourse. Enter Geoffrey Bullingham, the handsome naval officer she came to know on the 3-week shipboard journey from India to England. He sought to befriend her and grew swiftly to love her. A whirlwind courtship ended within 2 weeks in a wedding and her establishment in his family estate in a village by the sea before he was to leave for a year's absence. His parting admonishment was that she keep their marriage a secret and get to know the families in the village. Leaving her under the watchful eyes of the estate caretakers, he departed, and she settled into her new life, purposing to keep her promise to her husband, feeling much like a fraud. However, meeting the families of the village opened wide, centuries-old wounds, and a feud between her husband's family and another courtly clan. In his absence, she discovered the clues to a long-time mystery that placed her at the very epicenter of resolution or dissolution. The key to it all was another mystery, the haunting words of the itinerant preacher to acquaint thyself with him. Bridget had little religious inclinations, that being a large part of her education neglected. But as her husband had also challenged her in the way of faith, she set herself to know Christ, waiting for him in much the same way she waited for her husband to come to her. Her growth as a bride, growing in love for her bridegroom, seemingly absent, was cultivated through the words of the Bible and letters from across the sea. The reader is drawn into the heart of one pursued by the lover of our soul. The story complicates further with each chapter. Bridget's growing faith strengthens her to confront the giants that threaten her future and the dark secrets that reveal her hidden past. In the end, the story is aptly named, though don't look for a material bridge to answer for it. The secret bridge would be lost to 21st century readers if not for the work of Lamplighter Ministries and the vision of founder Mark Hamby. I was first introduced to Lamplighter some 20 years ago when I was teaching and homeschooling. The Lamplighter display at the homeschool conference I attended in the late 1990s buzzed with activity. I actually met Mr. Hamby there, among the crowds of families browsing through his early publications, reprints of long out-of-print and newly rediscovered books that were popular reading for Christian families in the 19th century. Through Lamplighter, old classics like The Basket of Flowers, The Lost Ruby, The Three Weavers, and The Hedge of Thorns are brought into the lives of modern families, bound like works of art in cloth hardcovers, designed in the glorious stylings of 19th century books. Attention to illustration and font keep the vintage and antique feel of the book with high-quality sewn bindings. The excellence of the stories between the pages are equal to the beauty of the book exterior that begs to be displayed openly as part of a book lover's home decor. I remember reading Stepping Heavenward, one of my earliest Lamplighter purchases, and crying along with the heroine as she trudged through the trials of her life, clinging to a living faith that allowed her, with each tragic episode, to step towards heaven rather than fall back into the pit of hell. A read not to be approached without a tissue box close at hand, and a Bible at the ready to review the scriptural proofs of the storyline. This is why I have to file The Secret Bridge and all Lamplighter books into just about every single reading category as I listed above. In Hamby's opening remarks from the 2017-2018 catalog, he writes, "Books are like seeds in a garden. Consider the seeds of morality planted in the hearts of readers through the centuries by the following classics. Aesop's Fables teaches that no good deed goes unrewarded. Cinderella portrays virtue and hope in the midst of suffering. The Three Little Pigs demonstrates work ethic, discernment, prudence, and caring for one another. In The North Wind, children are taught to desire truth in all its splendor. Andersen's The Nightingale connects God's creation to the highest level of art and glory. And King Midas teaches that the pursuit for more can result in the loss of everything. Classic stories are planted seeds which, when properly cultivated, have brought forth an abundant harvest of moral good. Though Lamplighter stories follow the same classic literacy traditions that make a great story, our goal is not purely to attain moral goodness. Each Lamplighter story is based upon divine providence, the supernatural power of the Word of God and His promises, and the unchanging truth that God is love and works all things together for good to them that love Him. Lamplighter stories make a clear distinction between good and evil. Heroes conquer, truth surfaces, godly character is rewarded, the roles of masculinity and femininity are portrayed attractively, and foolishness receives its just reward. At the heart of a Lamplighter story is the cultivation of faith that leads to the great joy and pleasure of partnering with the divine. This is my passion in my own pursuit of writing, reading, and storytelling, to embody the truth of God's Word in my words scripted and tales told, making the old new again. Society in the 19th century functioned within the norms of a biblical worldview, however imperfect the working out of those norms might have been. Charles Dickens wrote masterpieces addressing the ills of society from a biblical worldview, just as Jane Austen, a generation before him, addressed the culture and society of her day. The faith life of their characters was assumed, as in the lion's share of literature prior to the modernist movement after World War I. Lamplighter brings the works of lesser-known writers of the day back to a reading public, making the old new again. Though when penned, these books and their authors were much loved, the changes wrought throughout the 20th century relegated them to basements and used bookstore shelves, forgotten. For my part, those are the books I seek out on purpose when I'm combing antique shops, estate sales, or thrift stores. Old books, volumes untouched for 100 or more years, stories once treasured, read aloud to a family by a fireside, discussed, gifted to a friend, borrowed. Some are written in. Some even have newspaper clippings of related material, or scraps of paper with notes upon them. Books that had life and breath in one generation, Lamplighter renews for another generation, for such a time as this, that literacy may help to heal society's ills through the power of story, old stories, his story. And therein I am reminded of a favorite verse, "Seek ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." Jeremiah 6:16. For more information about the books from Lamplighter Ministries, including The Secret Bridge, the 2017 Book of the Year and Gold Leaf Award for Excellence in Foil Stamping and Embossing, visit www.lamplighter.net. See their full catalog of books, including the Lamplighter Theater audiobooks of selected titles, Lamplighter Guild, podcast, and internships. Thanks for joining me today at the Writer's Reverie Podcast. I'm Catherine Ross. I hope you'll visit me blogging online at thewritersreverie.com. And don't forget to stop over at my books and writing website, Pageant Wagon Publishing, where we're passionate advocates for the light of literacy through story, through his story, and the impact that intelligent, inspirational reading can have on your family's quality of life and learning. In my upcoming podcasts, I'll explore topics like this through the power of story and family literacy discipleship, ministering biblical truths to all ages, all at the same time. Subscribe online to thewritersreverie.com or pageantwagonpublishing.com. The podcast link will be delivered straight to your email inbox. Until next time, I pray you've been enriched through my fair words and insights, telling stories that lead to all good things and beauty. The Writer's Reverie podcast theme is titled Oak Park, composed by Rick Dickert, provided by freesoundtrackmusic.com. Today's podcast, Lamplighter Books, Making Old New Again, is also featured in the February 2018 online issue of Ruby Magazine, now also available in print. I'm a contributing writer on the Ruby Magazine blogging team. Visit www.rubyforwomen.com to read this and more online and order your print copy today on the link in this post. Enrich your life through this inspirational Christian woman's magazine featuring devotionals, book reviews, home and garden tips, recipes, and more. Subscribe free at rubyforwomen.com. If you enjoyed this podcast and would like more information about the best literary choices for family read-alouds, visit pageantwagonpublishing.com to access my recommended reading list featuring over 300 titles from classic and contemporary literature that are sure to delight and enrich your family literacy lifestyle. Click on the Books tab and scroll down the menu to Miss Kathy's recommended reading lists to find suggestions for all grade levels. For booking Catherine Ross as a speaker for your next women's or homeschool workshop, seminar, or conference, email Miss Kathy at info@pageantwagonpublishing.com. The Writer's Reverie Podcast, Episode 24, Lamplighter Books, Making Old New Again, by writer and storyteller Catherine Ross, is produced and sponsored by Pageant Wagon Productions, LLC. Copyright February 2018, all rights reserved.